Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. And it is a pleasure to once again be before you. This series that we're embarking upon is a series of short ministry moments entitled Showing Up for Dailies. It's based on the portion of scripture in the Lord's Prayer which states, give us this day our daily bread. We acknowledge Jesus as the bread of heaven and our portion, and we submit ourselves to him daily for instruction and to give him the praise and the worship that is due him. Hopefully, as we go forward, you will be motivated by the word to continue in your own intimate time of worship and prayer. Glory to God. There's a song that says, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Once again, Lord God, to give you glory and to give you praise for all that you are. Truly, you are wonderful. You are the mighty God, our counselor, our Prince of Peace, our everlasting Father, and we give you praise on today because you are our help in the time of trouble. You are our strength when we have none. You are our protection, our security. Oh God, we thank you. You are our deliverer. Glory to God in the highest on today. Oh Lord God, I ask that you bless every soul that is listening on today. Bless them with peace, Lord God. Bless them with mercy. Bless them with your grace. Bless them with your word, oh God, and instructions to go forth in their day on today. Oh, Lord God, and as they honor you, oh God, I'm asking that you continue to move in their lives, Lord God, and destroy every work of the enemy that has come against them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song that was written by Phillips, Craig, and Dean, I believe is the group's name, and it's it says, mercy came running like a prisoner set free, past all my failures to the point of my need. When the sin that I carried was all I could see, when I couldn't find mercy, mercy came running for me. Glory to God. I praise God today because I am one of those that mercy came running for. I praise God that he doesn't leave us in that condition. If we don't want to be all messed up and wrapped up and tied up in the devil's mess, oh, tell me God won't come. And he will even come for those that didn't realize that they wanted him to come. He shows up anyhow. Mercy does still come running for us. Thank you, Lord. All right, the word I have for you today is, Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. And that is found in Psalm 30, verse 2. I bow myself at the feet of Jesus, my Savior, my healer, my help. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears, said King David. God called David a servant after his heart. Now, if you are a Bible reader, you know that David was far from being perfect. In fact, he did some pretty horrible things. So why would God say that? Now, check this out. David was willing to admit that he was broken. He was repentant and he was contrite before the Lord. He had a relationship with God that was unwilling, that he was unwilling to lose. He sought his counsel and he obeyed the Lord. Relationship versus religion. Forgiveness versus unforgiveness. Liberty versus bondage. David poured himself out before the Lord. He threw himself on his mercy. He relentlessly sought his face because his soul longed for fellowship, for relationship. And in that fellowship is healing. Do you need to pour yourself out to God today? Is he waiting to commune with you? I can guarantee you he is. There is healing in his presence. Amen. Look for mercy to come running. Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalms 30 and 2. Now take the time to seek the Lord. Fellowship in the Spirit. There is healing in his presence. Call to him for help, and he will heal you. Let mercy come running today. Let the Lord heal you. Take this time out for your intimate time in prayer and in worship, and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. He is there. Never would he leave his people without a solution. Never do we go without an answer. But sometimes we have to put forth the effort to actually seek him for that answer. It doesn't always drop into our lap. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't always. But healing is present right in the atmosphere where you are right now. Ha, let mercy come running to you today. Glory to God. Until next time, be blessed, be whole, and be amazing.